Hi, I'm John Gormley. Sound advice comes in many forms, and when you're looking for a connected guy whose approach to financial and retirement planning, investment management, and income creation is a lot like yours, careful, planned, and always taking the right factors into account, you should meet Scott Bjornson of Living Sky Financial with IA Private Wealth. His mission is to provide a range of dependable services to hardworking people like you.
Welcome back to Talk to the Experts. I'm Greg Morgan with Scott Bjornson, Senior Investment Advisor at Living Sky Financial, IA Private Wealth. If you missed it in the first half of our show today, new year means new limits for tax-free savings accounts, right?
That's correct. Up to $7,000 for 2024, and lifetime limits now $95,000 for everyone.
RRSP contribution deadline is coming up a little unusual this year.
Yeah, leap year, February 29th, 2024.
And we've got lots more to go in this second half, so thank you so much for choosing to listen to Talk to the Experts today. Let's hone in a little more on interest rate expectation. What is your perspective now? We just saw, just this week, the latest inflation report is out. It shows Canada's cost of living went up a bit. What sort of effect might that have on the trajectory of inflation rates?
Well, I think, you know, interest rates, as we know, are expected to fall this year. I mean, the bond market is priced in 4 interest rate cuts in both Canada and the U.S., but not starting potentially till the second quarter. This may defer that a little bit if inflation proves to be stubborn and then in the first 3 months of the year or 4 months of the year. They may defer that into the third quarter before they make their first interest rate cut. But we do see it kind of coming. The market expectation is that we are going to see interest rate cuts this year. And possibly, you know, the bank rate coming down from a 5 to 4%, or, you know, 425 basis point cuts in Canada, from 5.25 to 4.25 in the United States. And they're usually not far off when they start sort of, you know, predicting where the trajectory of where these are going, but they can't pick the dates or timing of it, of course.
It's one of those factors that everyone seems a little uneasy about, but it's very important now, if your mortgage is coming due in the next 12 months, to start talking, isn't it?
Absolutely. Right now, I mean, mortgage rates are going to be the slowest to come down. You know, GIC rates have dropped already. Your bond yields have already, you know, declined. So mortgage rates, you know, have a tendency to be sort of a little sluggish and declining. And so that's likely going to take a little bit longer. But, I mean, mortgage rates for longer term are still going to be looking at, you know, interest rate trends, the trajectory of interest rates. And they will start to take that into account. But I don't think it's going to be maybe as good as people want. We have to prepare for that.
I noticed you said a bit there about bonds. GICs and bonds have been pretty favorable. Are they still?
Very favorable up until the end of October last year. And then again, that was when the markets start to sort of price in some interest rate cuts. And next thing you know, I mean, bond yields started to fall off because, of course, you know, that they're looking forward into the market. GIC rates began to fall quite a bit. I mean, we saw one-year GICs move from 5.75 highs down to 5%, still a few places right now on 1 year. 5 years have dropped from kind of 5.17, 5.2 down to 4.1, 4.05. You know, a full point drop on 5 year GIC rates.
First home savings account. Anything new here?
Another 8,000 available for this year. 8,000. They started last year with an $8,000 contribution limit. It's tax deductible. Remember, the monies can only be used to purchase a first home, and the lifetime limit will be 40,000. Fastest you can get there is 5 years, but now we can put another 8,000 in this year. That's 16,000. We've already had some young people take advantage of this, and actually money's already coming out to purchase a home. So it, you know, they've got deductibility for last year, deductibility for this year on those contributions. And again, if the planning works, it, you know, take advantage of it. And we were able to. So, you know, again, something to look at and see if it applies to the person's situation. You can put up to $16,000 in a single year to catch up a previous year's contribution.
Okay. Well, if we're looking to call our financial advisor, and it better be you, Scott. What's the direction you want us to go this year?
Planning.
Yeah, simply planning. You've really got to think about it.
No, absolutely. I mean, I always go back to this, and it's so important that people actually, you know, do some financial planning in their situation. And I encourage them to find qualified advice out there. There's this many, many great financial planners, and I think the thing is that those who dedicate to a more holistic approach, looking at a person's situation, those who are dedicated to, you know, uncovering, you know, their opportunities, preparing a written plan that is understandable. I always use the term, you know, in English, but what I mean is in a written plan, you know, that it's not just all numbers. You know, and specific, you know, to your situation, something that's, you know, this is why we should do this, and it makes sense because, and explain that to the person, you know, so it's not just like, you should do this. I'm too inquisitive myself to, you know, if somebody says, you should do this, you should try this, and my next question always is, why? And we want to answer the why.
Excellent. Scott Bjornson, Senior Investment Advisor with Living Sky Financial, IA Private Wealth. I had a text here for you. What about this? Commodities, oil and gas stock. Should we still be investing?
Personally, I'm not a fan because I don't like the cyclical nature. The biggest thing is that, you know, they tend to run longer term cycles than the general market in general. And sometimes that could be 7 to 10 years and be frustrating for individuals because it, you know, they tend to invest when things are on the high side. You know, when it's in the dumps is always the best time to buy, but it can stay in the dumps for long term. So very unpredictable. I mean, I think there's, you know, we see demand going forward. We see, you know, positive in those areas, especially with oil prices being relatively low right now, and there's likely another cycle coming. Other commodities, whether it be uranium or potash, I mean, you know, continued demand in those sectors we see. But, you know, definitely people shouldn't be investing all their money in those types of things because of the high variability, because of the cyclical nature, the longer-term cycles they tend to run through. You know, unless they're understanding of how they move and are more sophisticated, it may sound great. I mean, usually they're the most sought-after things when they've done really, really well. And generally, you know, we sort of look at what's on sale. You know, are they on sale? And, you know, is this a good time to buy? You know, I'm more hyped up about dividend investments right now and that have been, you know, downward affected by interest rates because they react similarly sometimes to bonds a bit. But dividend-producing stocks, I mean, definitely are trading, you know, reasonably valued right now. I mean, they look good going forward. And then there's upside growth potential because, of course, you know, as we look forward with a perspective on a longer-term market.
We only have about 2 minutes left, but the word recession, it was coming up a lot in 23. Will it come up a lot in 24?
I think you're going to hear it a lot. I don't like to hear the R word when we don't have an actual one yet. I think, you know, when we hit a bear market in October, they immediately started using the R word. And that a bear market doesn't mean recession. And I think the other side of it is that we're hoping for a soft landing, obviously. I mean, the United States especially. As we go forward, I think our perspective is that, you know, we're going to have a lot of negative news this year. It's going to be a struggle for people, high cost of living, high interest rates. People are going to lose their homes. I mean, this is not going to be a good year, but people often equate that to, you know, it's probably a terrible time to invest in the markets, and we look at it and go, but we're looking forward beyond that, and the markets tend to look forward as well. And as they're forward-looking, just as bond markets are and have already, you know, appreciated in value and yields have dropped, but that's good for those who already own them. Stock markets are similar, where they won't just wait till the end of the year or this is over and then just jump up. I mean, they tend to start moving forward during this. And so I think, you know, it's not a bad time to be looking at people's portfolios, making adjustments for this. And things I don't think are going to be as bad in the markets this year. I mean, again, we can't predict that, but, you know, we would hope that things start to sort of look past this year. And we know things do look better as we go forward.
Well, Scott, I'm out of time, but it's been a good catch-up, a lot of great information there, too. And first and foremost, if anyone has any questions, you can simply start your planning now by giving Scott a call. And it's easy to do that. You can also go to livingskyfinancial.ca, right?
That's correct.
Tons of links there to a ton of opportunities and financial planning as well. It's never too late to start planning. That is the number one rule of you.
Absolutely.
Appreciate it. You've been listening to Talk to the Experts. I thank you, Scott.
Thanks, Rick.
Scott Bjornson, Senior Investment Advisor with Living Sky Financial, IA Private Wealth.